and out to Kennesaw Mountain and over there where the Harwood Seminary was, where they made into a home later on. And just different things around here that you would understand more about what I'm talking about.
Yes.
If you see them. Mm-hmm. So you just come out one day and...
What's Cheatham's Hill?
That's where the Civil War was fought along in there, and the trenches, of course, have filled in a lot now.
Mm-hmm.
But this, the Illinois Monument is up out there, and that's the only one I can think of. I haven't been out there in years.
Mm-hmm.
But my nephew goes out there a lot with one of these, what do you call them, Geiger things? And picks up the thing, and he's found a lot of things underneath there, bullets and things. And he'd go every Sunday morning early and go out there and go all over that place and find bullets and things.
Those are going to be rare, too.
Yeah.
Have you ever been frightened at night when you hear strange sounds?
Oh, yes. One night. Well, I don't want anybody to know that I have a revolver in my house. I mean, I just don't care about people knowing that. But one night I was sitting right there, and I think that chair was there, and I was sitting there all curled up reading, and somebody was shaking that door just like mad. And I have that peephole there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't see anybody, so I pulled that big hassock up there and looked out through the blinds because I couldn't see, I'm so short. So I looked out, still couldn't see anybody. So I thought they were going to shake the screen door down, it was locked. And so I got up and I kept asking who it was and they wouldn't say anything. So I just assumed that they just dropped down off the porch and to the back of the shrubbery, then I couldn't see. So I got my revolver and put it on the table here. And so, anyway, I got settled down, got calm, and I wasn't afraid anymore. I just thought, well, kids playing some pranks or something. So I got all settled, and that was about 10 minutes to 1, about 10 minutes after 1, because I never go to bed till I have to. And so I was sitting here, and it's about 10 after 1, and it started again. Well, I asked who it was. Nobody said anything, so I called the police. So they came, and so after they, well, I was crying up a storm by that time. And I asked who it was, and those police did not answer me. They stood right there, and they didn't answer me. And I said, who is it? Nobody said anything. Well, they probably didn't hear me, but I was so excited. So then, I opened the door, and I had that revolver in my hand, and I opened the screen door, too, and I said, well, come on in, because I was just crying up a storm by that time, and I was so nervous, and so they didn't come in. They said, lady, lay your revolver on the table, and I guess I just stood there like a dummy, and he said, lay your revolver on the table, so I put it down. He said, step back. There's three of them. So I stepped back about halfway between this door and that door. Said, step back further. So I stepped back to that door back there. And then they came in. I guess they thought I might get excited and shoot. But I wasn't. I wasn't.
No.
I wouldn't have. And I wasn't that far gone. And so one of them said to me, lady, please don't cry.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting over there and they were standing around here, there's three of them. Lady, please don't cry. He says, we'll watch your house all night long.
Yeah.